We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. The Columbus City Schools is committed to providing opportunities for lifelong learning, not only for children, but also for their family members. Tonight, we'll discuss how help with literacy skills, specifically math and English, is being provided to adult learners. Our district is helping Columbus families through programs like ABLE, Adult Basic and Literacy Education. Joining me this evening is the coordinator of ABLE, Barbara Seib, and a teacher in the program, Paula Fistic. Welcome to Teacher Talk, Barbara and Paula.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad that both of you can be here. Paula has been on this program before because we used to teach together, and she's such a dynamic person. But boy, what a pleasure it has been meeting Barbara Seib tonight also, because I know that both of you have been with the district for quite a while. And also, I want to not only learn about ABLE, but to learn a little bit about the background that each of you brings to this program. So, Barbara, why don't we start out with you? Why don't you tell me a little bit about your professional experience with Columbus City Schools? And I know it starts back pretty far, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, it does, but fortunately also. I'm a 1970 graduate from Whetstone High School. I enjoyed my school experience here in the district, and after I graduated from college, I started working in adult ed. In 1974.
Wow. And when you worked in adult ed, was that with Columbus City Schools or was that elsewhere?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, here. And the building used to be on Starling Street, there by Central High School.
Oh, wow. And so what were some of the positions that you've held throughout the years and some of the places you've been?
I first started as a clerk typist instructor. Mm-hmm. We did that for a couple of years.
Business education.
Yes, for adults. Mm-hmm. And then I moved up to an account clerk position, and then I did job placement for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I stayed home for 15 years and raised children, but wanted to come back to work, and adult ed was my first thought.
Of course. You had that background. So when you came back, where did you land in Columbus City Schools?
At that time, adult education was housed at North High School, and I went back there to see my friend Jim Reese, and he was in charge at that time of the ABLE program and hired me as a substitute.
Mm-hmm. And so you were an instructor in the ABLE program, Barbara?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did you teach?
Well, in ABLE, we focus on math, reading, and language skills. Some people call us the GED classes, but really we're about improving skills for a variety of reasons. GED is just one part of that.
And my understanding is, and we're going to get into this more later on, but my understanding is that there are individuals who maybe have actually graduated from high school but come back to improve those literacy skills. Is that correct?
Yes. Sometimes your skills get a little rusty and you want to come back and find different employment, and you know you need to take an employment test, and you want to brush up on those skills. Sometimes people will come for to brush up on their skills before a college placement test. They've decided to go back to college, and they know they'll have to take that placement test.
Hmm.
A lot of people come for personal satisfaction.
Wow.
So just improve their skills.
That's mm-hmm. really great. That is really great that they recognize that they need that help, and it's really great that that help is there for them through the ABLE program. Well, Paula Fistic, oh my goodness, what can I say about this woman? I've known her for many years. Not that either of us is that old, but in fact, we were just reminiscing that Paula and I, before we ever taught together, we met in an aerobics class. But why don't you tell me a little bit about your professional experience and your personal experience with the Columbus City Schools?
Well, I have to say that you and I have managed to stay out of trouble, so I think that's a huge accomplishment. I am a proud graduate of Whetstone High School, and I attended The Ohio State University. For 28 of my 31 years of teaching, I taught with Columbus City Schools. Started out in middle school, in the old days when it was called middle school.
No, junior high, the old days.
Junior high, the old days, excuse me. And then progressed on to West High School, where I spent 20 years of my life. And it was a wonderful, wonderful teaching experience. And while I was at West High School, I had the opportunity to teach in the Apple Classroom of Tomorrow, which we call ACOT. And that was just a perfect delight. It allowed me to grow. It allowed me to think out of the box. And then my last 5 years of teaching, I went back and taught at my alma mater at Whetstone High School.
So you kind of came full circle, didn't you, Paula?
I definitely did.
And then after you retired from the Columbus City Schools, you didn't retire from teaching, though, did you?
Nope. Then I taught 5 years in ECOT, Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow.
And that's because you had such a great technological background and was familiar with the uses of technology, and also because of your really great math skills.
The technology background helped enormously. But also, my husband and I, we were kind of curious at how you teach from home. Mm-hmm. So we had quite the experience with ECOT and found it's a much-needed program. But after ECOT, I decided I didn't want to teach that many hours because I was getting up there a little bit, just a little bit. So I knew about the adult program, and I knew it would be a part-time situation. So I decided to go and interview. And I was hired. And so I've been teaching in ABLE for about 2.5 years. And it has been such fun and a pleasure.
Okay. Well, Paula, we're going to learn more about the ABLE program and why, from the point of view of an instructor, it's so much fun and a pleasure, too. So we'll get back to you in a minute, Paula. But I wanted to ask Barbara, although most people in our community, they know about our K-12 schools, they know about our preschool programs, many folks aren't aware, really, that we also provide education for those over 18 as part of the adult and community education program called ACE. Now, last fall, I had Susie Rhett and Pegeen Cleary on, and they talked in general about ACE and providing services for adult learners. But can you maybe a little more specifically give us a little background on the adult and community education program, how and why it was established? Why is Columbus City Schools in the business of adult education?
Well, we started early. Back in 1827,
oh my goodness,
there were adult classes here in Central Ohio through the school board. And the main requirement was to bring your slate and your own candle.
Wow.
So, through the 1800s, there were a variety of needs, and evening classes were provided for adults. That would fluctuate a lot because of different needs of the community and different times, like during the Civil War. Everyone was off to war, so there was not the need for evening mm-hmm. classes. It picked up again in the late 1800s, and especially with helping new immigrants learn about America and learn English. In 1926, I think we had our first accredited high school for adults in the evening. Then in 1966, there was a motion at the school board to create our own department, and that's when we started our own Department of Adult Ed in 1966.
That's an amazing history. And as you were speaking, Barbara, it occurred to me that some of the same things that you are focusing on today in the ABLE program were very important back in those olden times, and that is probably reading and mathematics and language.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, certainly the adult and community education program has been very important to the city of Columbus for obviously many years, and there are many different components to this program. There are different divisions to ACE, but we're going to focus today on another acronym, ABLE, which is the Adult Basic and Literacy Education. Now, Barbara, you're the coordinator for ABLE, so why don't you give me a rundown of some of the services that you provide?
We provide classes as our main focus, classes
okay.
for adults. These classes help people learn English. We have an English as a Second Language is about half of our program. We service students that are coming to this country. Maybe they are illiterate in their own country, or maybe they are very excellent speakers of English, but they need to learn to read and write.
Well, I want to interrupt you there for a moment. You had mentioned working with students where English is their second language. Now, Do some of these students, have they already passed through some of our English or English as a second language classes in, let's say, the regular public schools, the for high school, for example, and then they continue on with you in ABLE?
Sometimes, but mostly we get their parents.
Oh, interesting.
Have moved to the country also.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there's a division within the district to help the younger students, the K-12 students.
Sure.
But also the parents need to learn to speak English and function in the society here. So
wow.
We have classes for that. We have citizenship classes as part of the English as second language part. They also have a pathway to health careers class where if you had a degree in your own country as a doctor, a nurse, or whatever, and you need that to pick that up here as you move to America, the accreditation and different things that you just need to do to get a job in the health system here, we have a class that helps with that.
Now, is that affiliated with any of our healthcare institutions, any hospitals or anything, or even with a state board that would help them to meet the requirements so that they can get accreditation here?
We do work with them and try to find a pathway to get them started into the healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
There is an agency that helps document what they are trained in and what their degree is in and all of that. They go through that verification of all that.
Wow.
We
that
help
must
hook
be,
them up with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that has to be really, I would think, quite a struggle for someone coming from another country and not only in many cases picking up the language, but wanting to continue on with their chosen career for mm-hmm. which they've really trained. So you've mentioned the English as second language learners. What are some of the other services that you provide?
Well, probably our largest group of students come to us to help improve their reading, writing, and math so that they can achieve new goals in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Many, I would say maybe 90%, want to earn their GED because they didn't have the opportunity for whatever reason to finish high school. And they know that's key to finding employment. It's also key to going on to post-secondary education. And when they improve their skills, they're not only improving their lives, they're also improving the lives of their family.
They certainly are. And as they become more financially secure, I mean, we actually see, I think, improvement in the community as well. I mean, it really is.
There's a ripple effect.
A ripple effect, mm-hmm. That's for sure. Well, now, Barbara, where are your classes located?
Well, we have probably close to 60 classes throughout the city.
That's
most of our classes are in our district school buildings. We have classes at Fort Hays, the Downtown High School, West High School, Whetstone, Woodward Park Middle School, Mifflin Middle School. We have classes in elementary schools so that the parents can come drop their children off at school and then stay for class themselves. We also have a great partnership with the Columbus Metro Library System, mm-hmm. and we have classes in their libraries. We also work with agencies such as the Columbus Urban League. We have classes there, and some churches.
Wow, that's really great because these classes are going to near where the people live, and therefore
yes.
transportation shouldn't be a detriment to their getting this needed education. Barbara, your students, would you say most of them at this time are individuals who have immigrated here, or do you see a broad spectrum of individuals?
I think it's a broad spectrum. We are a great cross-section of Central Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We have all ages, everything from 18 up to, I think, our oldest student this particular year is 71. It's never too late
wow.
to come back.
Good for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. Well, I just read about some Ohio woman at 106 got her high school diploma, so I guess you can do this at any time.
Yes, you can. It's never too late.
That's right. Well, Paula Fistic, you are one of the teachers in the ABLE program, and I want you to tell me a little bit about your job. First of all, what are you teaching?
Well, since my expertise is math, and the most challenging subject, it seems to be, is math,
Wait a minute. Why is that? I don't know. Language arts for a lot of people.
You know, that's true, too. But math usually gets a few kind of
few negative responses. So I get to sort of focus on the math. But I do also teach a little bit of language arts and a little bit of English. But I try to be a little bit cautious about that because I don't feel like I'm in very good in that field. But it's amazing as an adult what you find out, what you can offer just as an adult, someone without any kind of educational degree.
Well, now, how many students are you looking at in your classroom, in your various classes, Paula?
I would say my classes average between 10 to 15 adults.
Oh, that's a nice number. That really is. And what kind of methods do you find are successful in working with adults?
Well, time is a real issue because we just get to meet twice a week, and there's so much to cover. So I mainly focus on presentations, worksheets, and occasionally one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what, I mean, math, that covers a large territory from addition to calculus. So I'm guessing that you maybe cover several areas, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
It is a real challenge because the GED test covers up through the algebra and a little bit of geometry level, but I have a lot of students that don't know fractions. They don't have an understanding of decimals. So we just cover everything. We just pop all over the place.
Well, now, and let me address this then to both of you, to Barbara, who is your supervisor, and to you, Paula, who's the mathematics teacher here. Is there a set plan or curriculum that is followed, or does some of that get adjusted based on the students who show up in your classroom and what their needs are? Who wants to address that one?
I'll tackle that.
Okay.
We do have a definite plan of what we need to cover, especially if their goal is the GED. We want to make sure that they are very capable with geometry and algebra. That's about 50% of the test. However, if we get students in our class, you can't always start there. We do an assessment test before they start class so that we know what math they understand and what they need help with. Mm-hmm. And so if Paula's students for the particular quarter she's working with would all need decimals, fractions, and percents, she would start there. If they need review on multiplication, addition, subtraction, division, she'll start there.
Good. So. Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked that question because you really want to know. Otherwise, there could be somebody who is left behind, who doesn't have the right skills in order to proceed in the class. Paula, is there any computer instruction involved? You certainly are an expert at that.
Well, actually, Columbus uses Plato. So we offer a Plato account to each student, and in the Plato software is a actual course for the GED.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it has basic review of fractions, decimals, even addition, multiplication. So students can supplement their work. They can go and use Plato to move ahead. They can practice the concepts they've learned that day in class, and they can work at their own pace.
That's nice. And then you are there to kind of facilitate what they're doing.
Right.
And to introduce it too, I'm sure.
Right. We show them how to log on, but we really encourage them to use Plato on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the classroom time is so limited.
Right, right. So, Paula, what is most challenging for these students who are working to develop their math skills? What do you find is, I'm guessing that a lot of times there's kind of a common thread of, oh no, this is hard.
You know, I have really reflected on that a lot. And I would have to say the most challenging part is the student's self-esteem and self-confidence. They have built a wall up between themselves and math. So we have the challenge of knocking that wall down, and they just have to convince themselves that they can do the work.
Okay. Well, now you mentioned challenges. What are some of the challenges for you, first of all, working with adult learners when you have been used to working with high school students, and also working in many cases with students who, well, with individuals who maybe have not been good students in the past or for whom English is their second language? What are some of the challenges for you, and what are some of the rewards?
You know, I would say the biggest challenge for me is their attendance, and I have no control over that.
But they have family responsibilities. Sometimes they don't have the money to ride the bus to class. Sometimes they have childcare issues. Sometimes their car isn't working. Sometimes they have work conflicts. Because they are adults. They're dealing with real life adult situations. So that can be a challenge. But the rewards, oh, they are so ready to learn. They come into class and they soak it in. They appreciate everything. Everything we do in our program. They don't take anything for granted. And they, seeing them support and encourage each other, they become a family unit because they all have the same goals, even though they each came from a unique situation.
Wow, that is really kind of inspiring, actually, Paula. Well, why is it so important to help these adults get their GEDs, Paula?
Well, it's important, because Barb had mentioned earlier that if they can get their GED, they can actually make better money at the jobs they currently are holding, or they can get a better job. A lot of the students go on for further education. A lot of the students just need their GED just to know that they can complete their schooling career and get some personal satisfaction. Some students want to get their GED so that they can be a role model for their children. Aww. And they also want to be productive citizens in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Do any of them share with you as to why they did not get their high school diplomas? And I'm not talking so much about the students who are immigrant students, but perhaps, as Barbara mentioned, there's a broad spectrum of students in these classes. Why some of them did not get their high school diplomas and are now studying for their GEDs?
Oh, you hear so many stories. Some students had a family illness and they were the main caregiver. Some became single parents and had to raise their child. Some had behavior problems, some addiction problems. They might not have had a place to live, or they're the sole family supporter, so they had to drop out of school and get a job.
Wow. Well, that sounds as if there's many, many stories, maybe as many as there are students. Barbara, we're almost out of time now, but can you very briefly tell me about a few of the changes that are relative to what is happening with the GED right now? Very briefly, please.
We are in our last year of the 2002 test series. It will be changing January 1st, 2014. The new test will go from a paper pencil test that we take now to all computer-based testing.
Wow.
The new test will go from $40, the current price. The new test will cost $120. The new test will also be aligned to the Common Core. So it's getting to be more difficult and it's getting to be more expensive. So we're encouraging everyone to get it done this year.
Get it done this year, folks. It'll cost you less. It'll be a little bit easier. And who knows, maybe you'll land in Polythistics math class and she's going to help you do this. Well, now, if listeners want to know more about ABLE or GED instruction through the Columbus City Schools, whom should they contact, Barbara?
They can contact us at our main center on Lexington Avenue. The phone number is 365-5245. Or they can also visit our website, which is cps.adulted.org.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank Columbus educators Barbara Seib and Paula Fistic for joining me this evening. It's been a pleasure having you on here, and thank you for all the good work you're doing for the adult learners in Central Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
This concludes our program. Please listen to Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Miziak wishing you a good night.